All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Deja vu.
Nobody knows.
But that's what makes it funny.
That's a really rockin' tune you've selected to open the show with, OG.
Sure is.
That may be rock and or roll.
It's the Motley Crue, as Larry King would say.
Uh-huh. And that's Kickstart My Heart, isn't it?
It is, in fact, Kickstart My Heart.
What? What is it? What is it?
It's Aneurysm Matt. Kickstart My Heart.
Stroking out OG.
That's right. Because we have a Kickstarter segment coming up later.
A whole segment?
Well, you know, more than one.
Oh.
That makes a segment.
That makes a segment.
We've
here?
Got two.
Oh. Sometimes we do things that have only one, but they are a whole segment.
Well, you know, production also makes a segment, but
gotcha.
We don't have Kickstarter production.
Gotcha.
So there it is.
There it is. And of course, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 243.
Two.
You said three before.
No, I said two.
I need to be told what number the show is before we start taping the show.
I'll start making little flashcards and I'll hold them up for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Flashcards on a radio show?
Well, for you, the audience doesn't need to see them.
Yeah. No, why would the audience need to see it?
You need to see them.
Of course I do. And of course, despite the fact that it is episode 243 and I was wrong.
Two, and you were wrong.
It's two and I was wrong. This is just going horribly so far.
It's terrible.
242. It's not easy being Green Hornet. Yep, that's right. We'll talk more about that in segment two this evening.
That's right.
And everything will be made clear.
Sure.
If you would like to chime in to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, of course, we give you one of the best opportunities of any podcast, radio show, so on and so forth. You can give our GVM line a call.
425-920-6050.
And you can leave us a voicemail over there about some topics you'd like to hear on the show. You have a comment about something we're talking about, a complaint, a query.
Similar to one we'll play a little bit later on.
That's true. We will play one, going into the second segment this evening?
I believe that is correct.
So you can hear what that gentleman had to say, and you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, where we will directly answer your question, complaint, concern, and so on.
So by leaving a voicemail, you sign away all of your rights to allow us to use the audio on the show.
I guess. I never thought about it that way. But you're right.
I know.
And also, we are running a rather big contest right now, are we not, OG?
We are, and again, we just got to confirm that end date. I think it's coming up, though. I think we said the end of March or the beginning of April.
And we might extend that. I think we might extend that because we have so many entries and we want to get more entries. Right. This, of course, is our Tell a Friend contest.
Sure.
Three separate categories, three big prizes right out of OG's collection.
That's right.
And they are out of your collection, aren't they?
Yep. Thumbtacks, fun tacks, wire cutters. Those are
it's not that tool, that all-purpose action figure tool.
No, that tool is precious,
sacred.
That's sacred.
Sacred. Is the
No, that's going to Geek Flea 3.
Oh, that is Geek Flea 3. I believe that product.
So. Yeah,
that is. Isn't that a Speed Racer helmet, but from the movie?
That is a Speed Racer replica helmet from the film.
I think replica helmet is really, really pushing it way past what that is.
Trying to get them to come.
Yes, as OG mentioned, we will, of course, be attending Geek Flea 3.
That's right. March 31st in Kearney, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. That's a Saturday. We will be there. We will be giving stuff away. We will be selling stuff.
Probably a little of both.
We will have contests and so on and so forth. So we will be integrated. We also have another one perhaps coming up. We cannot announce it at
all. All right.
But we hope to be able to announce it very soon. A couple more, actually.
Loverly.
Yes, very much. And what else, OG? Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, so the contest, three separate categories. You can go onto the website. Are the instructions still there? Oh, they are?
Each and every episode, I post them with the episode.
Okay, great, great. So check that out. Become part of the Tell a Friend contest, and you can win a fabulous prize. These are good prizes. I want to stress, these are not, you know, some of the things we've mentioned in the past, that these prizes are not include Sideshow 2012 calendar.
Right.
Not a prize in this contest. Twilight Zone, mouse pad.
That's right.
Not a prize in this contest. These are actually great prizes.
We actually used the mouse pad to wrap around a fragile part of the prize. Right. Part of the shipping.
We might do that.
I've done it in the past.
These days. We get so many of them. Good God.
Golly gosh, gee willikers.
What idiot made the decision? You know what we need, dude? Twilight Zone mouse pad.
I don't know. Ask Entertainment Earth.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, it shan't be those products.
Right.
It'll be actually real-time, big-time products from great companies. So
lovely. With that,
Geek Stuff, what's in the news
now? Do you want to go first with your bit there, or do you want me to go first?
This is my bit.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not prepared for this bit.
Oh, of course you are.
I'm prepared to respond to your doing of it, but
all right. So Alan Moore
oh boy,
is angry. Again.
And what's new?
Exactly. So there was an interview that appeared online, and I apologize. I'm a shitty journalist because I don't remember where the interview originally appeared. But it was a long interview. It was like a 90-minute interview.
Yeah, you can actually work your way to it through Bleeding Cool, right?
That's correct. And I can post the link to that.
Okay, there you go.
But he covers a lot of things.
Yeah.
He also, he discusses Dave Gibbons.
Oh, yeah.
Watchmen, of course. And, of course, the Watchmen sequel books.
Prequel
books, rather.
Yes, before
and,
Watchmen.
You know, he's angry.
And he has every right to be angry.
He's pretty angry.
Every right to be angry. In a sense, he has every right to be angry at Dave. So let's see if we can capsulize this.
Sure.
He's really upset about the Watchmen prequels. Well, duh.
Right.
You know, like everyone knew that was going to be the case. And he's pretty much saying, you know, if DC wants to look like a bunch of assholes,
let them do it.
Then fine.
Right.
That, you know, they ripped us off in the 80s and I no longer work with them. I will never work with them
again. He also kind of besmirches the artists, writers,
and, you know,
tackling those
that
books.
That might be... That might be the little, that might be where I think he's being a tad harsh.
If you read the full interview and not the summary, which the link is also in that Bleeding Cool link.
Right.
If you read the full interview, he actually kind of goes back on that and says, you know, that might have been, I don't want to say that nothing good has come out. And
right.
Da, 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 da. But I understand the point that he's, I think the point that he's making is, you know, you've seen what they've done.
Well,
why would you want to perpetuate this nightmare?
What he says in the,
for him, more
what he said early in the interview was, is I would never work or will never work with anybody associated with the Watchmen prequel,
right?
Which is a pretty harsh thing to say, especially since Darwin Cook is one of them.
I know,
who is, I think, pretty awesome. I don't know that I would leap onto most other people involved with that, but Darwin Cook is,
of course,
first and foremost, a friend of this program. And a former guest of this program. But in addition to that, terrific writer, terrific artist. So I don't think that, I think that's where I think it's a tad harsh.
Okay.
However, I don't think he's being harsh on Dave Gibbons at all.
No, he's kind of, he's pissed at Dave.
And rightfully so. So the long and short of the story, as I understand it, is he turned all of his rights, if any, of Watchmen over to Dave Gibbons.
As far as the money was concerned, yes.
Right. As far as the money was concerned.
Because which, they keep on asking Alan's permission to do this stuff.
But they're not doing that for a financial...
No,
they're not doing that for business purposes. No. They're doing it because they want his blessing.
Right.
Which they'll never they're never going to get. I don't understand why they bother asking him. Shit, I know they're never going to get it. Like, why the hell would you keep asking? All right, but that said, Dave Gibbons, on the other hand, he flat out said, look, I'm going to give you all of this... in essence money, because it was, you know, the movie was coming and so on. I'm going to give all of this to you. I'm going to turn all of this over to you. The only thing I want you to do is not allow them to do anything else.
Right. There were two things. There was, I want you to call me and thank me when you get the check, which I thought was really funny. And then later on that developed into, you know,
I don't want you to green light anything.
The prequels, right.
Anything. No, it was anything.
Right.
You know, because this again reaches back to the anniversary. I can't remember which anniversary. I want to say it was 25th anniversary, maybe.
Whichever one it was.
Where DC Direct wanted to make a big deal about Watchmen and do all sorts of stuff and action figures. Action figures, I think, was where, you know, was really key in this, is everybody had been clamoring for DC Direct action figures of the Watchmen from the comic forever.
Right.
I mean, since DC Direct started making action figures, and they thought, here's an opportunity. It's a big anniversary. You know, we're going to do all this stuff. And Alan was like, no. And they were like, all right, well, fuck you then. We're not going to do anything about the Watchmen anniversary.
Right.
I don't even know that they put out an anniversary edition that particular year.
I don't remember.
But in any event, the relationship has been soured forever, but he turned all that over to Dave Gibbons, and Dave Gibbons greenlit, in essence, the prequels,
right,
the Watchmen prequels, and he's like, fuck Dave Gibbons,
yeah,
I'm done with him.
Anymore. Yep.
And it's like, wow.
So you should
good,
read the
because
interview.
He shouldn't, because that was,
sure.
He only asked one thing, I mean, one real thing, call me and thank me is fine, but he asked one thing of Alan Moore, one thing.
Read the interview. It's interesting. I suggest if you have the time to read the full length, it's really interesting.
And Bleeding Cool couldn't find a spookier picture of that of Alan Moore.
Every picture of Alan Moore is spooky. But looks like a Rob Zombie character.
But he's really particularly loony
in
that one.
I know. All right. There's just good stuff and there's bad stuff in the news. I don't know where to go. Let's start with the Lone Ranger.
Oh my.
Did you see the photo?
No.
You didn't see the photo of Arnie Hammer and Johnny Depp as Tonto?
Nope.
Oh, for sweet Jesus. I wish that I had it here in front of me. Hold on. We're going to put the show on hold real quick.
Okay.
Wow. So there it is.
So I know Native American people are going to be going out of their skull because Johnny Depp is not Native American.
I've heard some of that already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard some of that already.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, Lone Ranger looks good. Tonto is questionable, I think.
I think the... Well, you know, they're going to have to recreate it a little bit. So the Lone Ranger in the classic sort of light blue outfit that he would normally wear is now a black suit. At least it looks historically correct.
Right.
White hat, mask, all seems in place. Johnny Depp looks outrageous. Like, he's way too...
Yeah, he kind of looks like...
He looks like a Plains Indian, and Tonto was like a Cherokee.
Yeah, he kind of looks like what if Captain Jack Sparrow dressed as a Indian.
I don't know that I would go that far, but...
With the thing, with the bird on his head
and
stuff.
But I mean...
I don't know.
Like, he's supposed to be Native American.
Right. Anyway, so, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting.
When is that coming out?
What does it say? 2013. May 31st, 2013. So we still have a year and change.
Wow, that's a long way off for them to be filming already.
Well, no, I guess maybe not. Not if they just started.
Okay.
That could also be just an early shot, you know? Production Arnie teaser Hammer? Shot. Yeah, he was the guy that was going to be Batman in the... Was it like the TV show or something that they were going to do?
Was it the JLA movie?
Maybe it was the JLA movie. That's what it was.
Was he the twins?
I believe in...
In Social Network?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to skip that news story because I don't feel like talking about that one.
Why?
But we have Marvel.
Why would you skip a news story?
Because it's... Do you really want to talk about the Garbage Pail Kids movie being made? No. I don't know why I even printed it out. For a second, I was like, I'm kind of intrigued. I like Garbage Pail Kids.
Why would they?
Exactly. And it's Michael Eisner, by the way, who is...
So they can market it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. What was the next one? There, we covered that.
It's three Marvel-related things.
Oh, good.
Two are related to the Avengers. One is not. So we'll do the not first.
Okay.
Beginning this June... Mm-hmm. All Marvel titles priced at the $3.99 price point will include free codes for free digital copies or codes for free digital copies of the book as well.
Okay.
So that if you buy the book,
so but now you're paying $3.99 and you're getting both.
Correct.
Okay. DC's already doing this.
DC's not doing that.
Yes, they are.
You get a free code with
no.
Since when?
If you pay $3.99, there is a regular version and a version that includes a digital copy, which I think is $3.99
on every title. That's it's only been on select titles.
I think maybe it's only on select.
So, and I'm not saying look, DC did it. Whatever, that's fine. I think that it's interesting that they're doing it with every book.
Okay.
That being said, I don't give two shits about the digital copy. Give me the book for $2.99 without the digital copy.
Yeah.
Because if I'm buying the hardcover book, fuck do I want the digital copy for? I'm going to buy the book and then read the first two pages and then transfer to my iPad
Can you not just buy the digital copy somewhere?
I think you can. I think through Marvel's like digital subscription service and stuff like that, you can. But the point is, it's like when you buy a DVD with the digital copy.
Right.
9 times out of 10. I don't think, I'm going to say 10 times out of 10, I've never used a digital copy.
Okay.
I've never bought it and was like, I should also use this digital copy. Never.
Right.
Because if I really want to watch that movie on my digital device, I don't have an iPad, so maybe that's my fault. But on my laptop, I just put the disc in the laptop.
Right.
And then it plays.
It is your fault that you don't have an iPad.
I don't want an iPad. I don't have any tablet device.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, so I think it's interesting, but I could care less. I don't think we need it, is the thing.
Did you just turn the fan off on your laptop?
Maybe.
When are you going to get off of this Dell nonsense laptop with your fan bottom and get a good machine?
I like the fan. It prevents me from burning my lap.
You know, I'm just saying.
It prevents me from losing my sperm.
I'm just.
Killing the boys.
I'm just saying.
The heat.
There are other machines. I don't want to mention any companies.
I understand.
With fruity titles.
I understand.
That make computers that don't burn your lap.
Fruity, that's a good way to put it. Marvel, The Avengers, Ultimate Marvel Marathon, coming to AMC Theaters this May.
Oh, goody.
On May 3rd, AMC Theaters across the country will hold an Ultimate Marvel movie 6-movie marathon.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Iron Man 1.
Yep.
Iron Man 2.
Correct.
Thor.
Correct.
Captain America.
Correct.
Hulk.
Correct.
No, it's the Incredible Hulk.
Correct.
But not the other Hulk.
Right.
And?
The Avengers.
And the Avengers.
They're going to cap it with the Avengers.
Okay, I get it.
So it'll be Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Cap, Avengers.
Makes sense.
Sure. The fun begins at 11:30 a.m. Includes a free pair of Marvel's The Avengers themed 3D glasses.
Ooh.
And runs until, I guess, at midnight when the...
Yeah, probably.
When the, what's it called, kicks off? And of course, for the local yokels, Garden State and Paramus. Garden
State.
Yep. And Empire 25 in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you could look this up online. AMC website has the list
probably
of theaters.
Sold out already.
It's, no, tickets go on sale March 12th.
Okay.
So it that's might be sold out.
That's a Thursday night, right? Into Friday?
I believe so, yes.
So you have the whole day Thursday.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's, I'd actually, if I had the time
I'd
and
like
the wherewithal, I'd sit through those.
I would too.
I liked all of those movies. I didn't dislike any of them.
I'd rather sit in my home and do
that's,
I don't know, maybe.
That's the thing, you know?
Maybe we'll do that.
Joss Whedon confirms no Skrulls or Kree in the Avengers. Uh-huh. Finally debunking that silly rumor that's been going on forever.
Did they debunk Fing Fang Foom yet?
No. You know, someone offered up, someone, I think it was on the message boards, actually. Go to octobertoys.com/forum and click on the Big Kev's Geek Stuff section. In movies, there's an Avengers discussion in there. Someone mentions that it's not Fin Fang Foom. It is there's some other Norse dragon character.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of the character. But anyway, no, I don't think it's actually been debunked as Fin Fang Foom, although that would seem to make more sense. And it would go along the lines of no Kree, no Skrull, no Kree, because I think we're supposed to think that this is all Loki's doing. And
right.
So you know, everything is some way tied to him.
As Asgardian.
Right. And then, you know, I think Joss goes on to say, and I agree with him. He says, look, I'm dealing with a movie with six major characters. He goes, the Kree and the Skrulls are two longstanding Marvel races that have long histories. He goes, there would have been no way for me to mush them in to this movie and give them...
Their due,
which I think that's
six major characters.
Is it six, four, five? However many are there?
Who are the six?
I confused six with the six movies.
I just want to know who the six major. Who are the major characters?
Hulk,
uh-huh.
Iron Man,
uh-huh.
Thor,
uh-huh.
Widow, Hawkeye, Cap.
Okay.
You're not throwing
Widow and Hawkeye in that.
There
mix.
Are six members on the team. All right.
There are four members on the team and Widow and Hawkeye.
There are six members on the team plus Nick Fury.
Just sit right back in the professor and Marianne.
Anyhow.
And the rest.
We're going to move out of news and we're going to move into the two Kickstarter projects. Unless you got something in news you wanted to discuss.
No, not a thing.
Okay. So the first one, this is, I'm calling this the friends and fans of the show Kickstarter project. Fan of the show.
Oh, my.
Who happens to be a local, by the way. He's a Jersey boy. He's doing an online book called Zach Meets the Zombie. Or not an online book. A printed book called Zach Meets the Zombie. And this is supposed to be kind of a kid's series of books to introduce them to monsters as a means of kind of, you know. It's
a child's introduction to zombies.
Well, no, it's the idea of it is the character of Zach, you know, encounters the zombies, and what it's supposed to do for kids is it's supposed to kind of, you know, this is how you would handle a zombie. It's a kid's fairy tale, more or less. This is the first, hopefully. It's the Meet the Monster series is what he's calling it, and it's Zach Meets the Zombie is the first one.
Okay.
I'll post a link to this over at the website. But if you go to Kickstarter.com and just look up Zach Meets the Zombie, and it's Z-A-C-H, not Z-A-K.
Okay.
You can find the project.
Does the zombie eat Zach?
That's yet to be determined.
I see.
I would hope not. That would be kind of frightening for children. I would think.
I don't see how this is going to go. This is my problem.
I think Zach defeats the zombie, thus empowering Zach. Children would feel, you know, comfortable. Look, kids are afraid of monsters. I think that I'll probably end up using something like this, if not this, for my kid one day. Much like all Kickstarter projects, obviously there is a goal that needs to be achieved. The goal for this was $5,000, and that is to get it, you know, a series of these printed.
Right.
Thus far, he's raised just under $3,000. So nice. He needs another $2,000 to go. He's got about 28 days to go as of we're recording this. And of course, like all Kickstarter projects, there are levels of your pledge. So
level one,
which is always the first level, is a $5 pledge. And of course, you can leave any, you can give a buck,
right,
if you want to. You just don't get swag if you don't get the,
So
like the $5 one is you get like a swag bag with some promotional, probably like stickers and shit like that. But the $10 level, which is the second level, you actually get a copy of the book plus the goodies. And then it goes up from there. For $25, you get the book is like signed and some other bonus stuff plus some swag. And it goes up from there. But for $10, you know, not bad. There's a little video online you can kind of see and some of the, some examples of the illustrations from the book. Okay. It looks really cute. I'm down with it. I think people should, people should check it out. And again, look,
it seems an interesting idea.
Look, the fans of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, they're a talented lot.
There's a Big Ken's Geek Stuff?
No, there's a Ken. He's not big. So that is Zach Meets the Zombie. Go to Kickstarter and check that out.
Okay.
The next one.
Booyah.
A friend of the show.
Oh, boy.
Benny from Tenacious Toys.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Toy2R, which is the company that puts out the keys.
Uh-huh.
You know the platform?
Yeah.
The keys? Okay. In conjunction with Scott Tolleson, who is the artist.
This is a lot in this pot.
All right. This is an exclusive colorway of the Uncle Arg 5-inch key that Toy2R put out earlier in the year.
Okay.
And it's based on Scott Tolleson's artwork.
Right.
And
they're trying to Kickstarter this color wave?
That's correct. So, again, it's, you know, like Kickstarter, there is a goal. The goal is $7,700.
Right.
They've thus far reached $3,666 with about 48 days left to go. And again, there are levels. I think for this one,
level one,
the $30 pledge is what gets you the figure.
Oh,
okay. There's a $15 pledge, which gets you a signed mini print and a sticker pack.
Okay.
With Scott's work, the $5 pledge just gets you the sticker pack, and then it goes up from there. For a $50 pledge, you get the figure, a print, and the stickers. For $100, you get the figure and an original sketch by Scott, et cetera, et cetera, and it kind of goes up. But again, it's another great project. I happen to really like.
For $100, will he wash my car and detail it?
I don't think so.
Where is the incentive then for me to?
The incentive is to support a good project by a friend of the show.
I need my truck washed.
Okay, well, go to the car wash. You can pay $3 for your car wash.
That's not like having an artist do it.
What's he going to do? He's going to draw in your car?
No, he can clean it and detail it.
No, I would much rather have an original sketch by Scott. I'm a big fan of Scott's work, and maybe I'm a big fan of Benny.
Maybe he does the original sketch on my truck.
Look, you could take that up with Benny and Scott if you like.
I'm just saying there are possibilities. That's all.
Well, I think that I will likely go in at the. I think I might go in at the $100 mark.
Wow!
I really want. I really like Scott's work. Uh-huh. I'm really a big fan of his stuff, and I own a bunch of his pieces. And one of the only things I don't have by him is some sort of art. I don't have any prints because I don't think he sells them on his website. Even though I've asked him a couple times, Scott, about some pricing.
Right.
And it's a good opportunity to get the sketch. It's a good opportunity to get the figure, which I'm going to get anyway.
Right.
And I feel like I'm supporting Benny and Scott. So it's to me, it's good. The thing I like about.
I like the whole supporting Scott thing.
Yeah. Why Benny, wouldn't you support? Look, Benny was very good to us.
He was
a major contributor in our fundraiser.
I know he was.
And he's always very good to us.
I'm just saying.
We love Benny.
I haven't seen any review product lately from, say, I don't know. Give me something random.
I'm not giving you any random.
That I would enjoy.
3A?
3A. There you go.
Fuck. Benny is a lovely gentleman.
Benny is a lovely, lovely man.
And I support all of his projects.
Uh-huh.
And I support Scott. And the thing I like about.
Mostly kidding about.
Mostly.
Mostly.
The thing I like about Kickstarter that I didn't say before is you make this pledge, but you don't actually get charged unless the project is funded.
Oh.
And until the final day.
Got it.
So that's nice. It's nice to know that if for some reason the project doesn't get funded, they're not taking your money anyway. Mm. Not that most people would do that.
Maybe we should have a Kickstarter.
For what?
I don't know. Maybe we should do something that requires a Kickstarter.
We could think about it. Mm. We could certainly think about
mm.
it. So with that, that wraps our Kickstarter segment. And I think also wraps the first segment of tonight's show.
All right, OG. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 242. It's not easy being green. Hornet.
What's going on, guys? Two quick questions. This new Grifter comic, how many issues do I have to sit through with these fucking demonoid bullshit before I get some real good fucking storyline? And second, I heard they're shopping around a mask movie, the 80s comic, cross between G.I. Joe and Transformers, probably the most underrated cartoon of the 80s. Didn't know if you guys know anything about that. Appreciate it if I get to hear this on your fucking show. See ya. Later.
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because you're a winner.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 242. It's not easy being green. Hornet. I had to do in my head, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Leave the appropriate space.
It's true.
So that...
That's why you put the dots in.
I know.
So you get things right.
Indicates a pause.
Let's address this. Let's address this caller.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt to address him in his own language. So,
you know, it's not good to alienate the callers.
I'm not alienating him. I just wanted him to appreciate the fact that I appreciate where he comes from.
Okay.
So, what was the first part of that call?
It was his question about when is the Grifter comic going to get good? And he doesn't have to deal with...
You are reading a Grifter comic book. You should never expect that it's ever going to get any better.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get good.
Yeah, no.
Don't get me wrong. I liked the character of Grifter back in the day. I always thought he was kind of a cool Deadpool character. But I read the first two issues of that new book, and it's just shite. Maybe it'll get good at some point. But
Grifter was the only character in all those books that I really enjoyed.
He was in Wildcats.
He was the only character I enjoyed. You know, my friend, when you go into your comic book store and you're picking out books for yourself to read, maybe you want to stay away from Grifter is all I'm saying.
All right, moving on to the Mask movie. For years, there has been rumor. But
yeah,
it's never
years.
Gone anyway.
I'm done with the accent.
Oh, thank God. For years, and I have a gripe to pick with myself while discussing this second part of the phone call.
Okay.
For years, there has been rumors, but it's never gone.
It's never gone anywhere. Yeah.
Most recently, there is some sort of online movement. And I forget the website. It's like Mask Movie or Make the Mask Movie.blogspot.com or some shit like that. And I've been to their website. And as much as I'd love to see it happen, that website isn't going to be the one that makes it happen.
Yeah. But that rumor, like OG said, that rumor has been floating around forever.
Now,
and I just don't. I think, you know, there's a lot of 80s stuff that's happening right now that's really cool. Thundercats is having a bit of a revival because of the great new cartoon.
Moving to Saturday mornings. I can't wait.
Wow.
Saturday morning
and,
cartoons.
Nice. Good excuse to eat cereal again.
Word.
And, you know, there's a lot of that stuff. Voltron is having a resurgence
revival,
as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of that cool 80s stuff that's happening right now in some form or other. But I just don't think that this is going to take off. I think Mask is a bit too niche.
I think there would be a better chance at a revival of the cartoon than there would be of a movie. And maybe if the cartoon was successful, they can roll it into a movie.
Maybe.
But, you know, I don't know who had the license to Mask. Was that Kenner?
It was Kenner, yeah.
So the ipso facto Hasbro. So Hasbro...
One assumes. I mean, we perhaps should not assume that.
Well,
but it's probably
it's
Hasbro.
Probably Hasbro if the rights sit anywhere.
Right.
Hasbro maybe should look into doing something for the hub.
Hasbro is in a quagmire of disappointment, angry fans, and a whole bunch of bad juju right now.
But
yeah,
Transformers Prime is hugely successful.
Okay.
And the G.I. Joe cartoon, while I was not a big fan, Retaliation, I think, actually was well received by the fans. I don't think it was well received on the hub because no one can find the fucking hub, which is part of the problem.
Well, there's that. But let's talk about, because they're not going to do, they're not going to make any kind of commitment to an animated series that they can't produce product for right now.
Okay. I'll agree with that.
Okay, good. Thank you. So let me just lay it out there.
I don't see them launching a new product line.
There's no way. They just had layoffs.
Right.
Because they're... And it
yeah,
was
I heard about that.
It was listed as post-Thanksgiving sales disappointments.
Yeah.
Well, as we all know, post-Thanksgiving is Christmas.
Right.
So, I mean, clearly Hasbro was beaten by Mattel at Christmas.
Well, you know.
That's a problem.
It is a problem.
When you have the number one and two boys line in the world.
Right.
And you're number two to Mattel. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And, you know, it's funny that we're mentioning this because I'm involved in a discussion of like-minded topics over at JediTempleArchives.com. Shameless plug. That is my go-to Star Wars site, JediTempleArchives.com. And I am involved in a discussion over there where we're talking about this very thing. Hasbro is not listening to collectors, or they've stopped listening, or they're listening less and less, because the Star Wars line, which is the one clearly we talk about at Jedi Temple Archives,
right,
has really gone down the tubes. I mean, they are, it's almost like they're trying to kill it. I mean, we don't understand why they're doing the things that they do. They don't make any sense. I mean, we could launch into a big explanation of what's going on, but I don't want to do that. That said, though, it's the same across the board. With Marvel, they've brought 6-inch back, and the stuff is really hard to find, and there's some question about some other
things.
Marvel things going on. With G.I. Joe, they have another movie coming out, which is amazing that they have another movie coming out. Actually looks perhaps maybe a little better than the first movie. Lots of figures coming out, and so on and so forth, but right now you can't find G.I. Joe product anywhere. Ooh. I mean, distribution at Hasbro is terrible. And then they have some other things as well. They're doing some things for Battleship. Not a lot, just a little bit of this and a bit of that. They're doing tons of stuff for Transformers, but there's no supported media thing for Transformers.
They have the game and they have the show. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. But the game's not coming out for a while, and the show is niche at best, and it's not show product that they're putting out. So, you know, like, there's a lot of crap, and I can't imagine in this environment that this is the moment Hasbro goes, you know what? We're doing so well right now. We should launch a new product.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So
I don't think the time is yet.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All right. But thank you for calling in. And of course, we encourage all of our listeners to call in. If you have a question or a topic you'd like to hear us talk about, you can give us a call over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
So there. Let's do this.
Geek stuff. DVD news.
All right. A couple.
Okay.
A few. Tintin is probably the biggest one this week, although not really.
I'm sorry. I just can't get behind this.
I can't get behind most of the ones we're going to mention tonight.
I appreciate the fact that Peter Jackson and Steven Spielberg like the idea of a French comic book that's like, what, 30 or 40,000 years old? And doing a really great animation of it and everything else. No one saw this movie.
I've never been a fan of Tintin. I've never been able to get into it.
Single person. I know a lot of fucking people. I don't know a single person saw this movie.
Also out this week is The Three Musketeers, which is something I really wanted to be good, and I just don't think that it was.
And is it the bad guy in it?
Christoph Waltz.
Oh, okay. No, I meant the other bad guy.
What other bad guy?
Oh, you don't know this?
No.
We talked about this when they were putting... Were we on hiatus when that happened? Oh.
And Monitor wreaked itself.
It's what's his name? From Lord of the Rings. Legolas.
Oh, is he the...
He's like the bad guy.
He's like a traitor or something.
What the hell is his name?
I don't know. Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom, that's it.
Also out this week, the only one that I'm actually interested in checking out, Neverland. Now, this was the sci-fi
right.
Peter Pan alternate universe prequel-y type movie thing that they did. Now, this is a long line of, what was it? There was
Sharktopus.
There was Tin Man. No. There was Tin Man. There was Red Riding Hood. There was the one with Felicia Day, whatever, the wolf.
Right.
There was an Alice one, I think.
Kind of sci-fi classic story twisty thing.
Yeah, and then there was Neverland. And I'm a pretty big Peter Pan fan. So I kind of want to check this out. I heard mixed things about this, but I don't know that I'll run out and buy it on Blu-ray. I'll probably see if it's available on Netflix first. But
I want you to know that I'm over Felicia Day.
Okay. Congratulations.
Our relationship is over now, and I've accepted that. And I just want to let you know that I'm over it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No,
I'm just saying you mentioned her, and nothing happened.
So. All right.
I just want to let you know that that happened.
Let's move on to this.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
All right. Comic books.
Oh, yeah.
I have one. You have some. Three, and I have an update, too.
Three, yet zero. What's your update?
I read two Marvel books last week.
Whoa!
I read The New Amazing Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And I read Age of Apocalypse number one.
Oh, I'm reading that, but not until trades.
Okay. Age of Apocalypse number one. Was mediocre at best.
Okay, that said, I'm guessing you haven't read.
I have not.
Uncanny X-Force.
I have not.
Which is what I think led into that.
Yeah. Led into Wolverine stepping into the role of where Apocalypse was, because Apocalypse is dead, apparently. Okay. Anyway, it was mediocre, I thought.
Okay.
Amazing Spider-Man. I did enjoy Spider-Man in the book. I didn't realize that they brought the Human Torch back. I thought he was still dead. I guess I missed that somewhere along the line.
You shouldn't have been surprised.
It was okay. It wasn't amazing. I think that I will pick up the next issue, though.
Really?
Shame.
It is really.
All right. And then I have one new one. Do you want me to do mine or do you want to do yours?
No, go ahead.
Saga. Chapter 1, Issue 1 is out this week. Saga is the new book by Brian K. Vaughan. With art by Fiona Staples. Absolutely loved it. I love Brian K. Vaughan. That man can write no wrong in my book.
Huh.
He's right up there with Scott Snyder. Some of my two favorite current writers. I loved Why the Last Man. Ex Machina, I liked. It wasn't quite as strong as Why the Last Man, but I definitely really enjoyed it. And the first issue of Saga was really interesting, and I look forward to following that series.
Interesting.
So check out Saga, issue 1 out this week.
What I have is Captain America number 9.
Uh-huh.
Cap has lost his powers.
Okay.
And no one understands it.
Right. Does anybody care?
Yeah, it's just so sad, man. I'm so happy with this book. I'm guessing he gets it back. Falcon is also in the book. They team up to fight Hydra. So it's just like the good old days, yet not really hardly at all.
So sure.
Guess you can check that one out. God, I wish I wasn't such an addict sometimes, because I'd really like to give up some of these damn books.
But you got to go cold turkey.
I've been reading
them
so long, and I'm just like, ugh.
At some point, that stops being a good reason.
Yeah, I know.
For me, it was a couple years ago.
I hope to God it happens to me one day. But X-Men Legacy.
Okay.
It's, again, sort of like you'd hope it would be. God, that doesn't make any sense what I just said. But it's like, it's again leading up to Avengers X-Men.
Right.
And pretty much that's where the conflict is kind of boiling up in there. I mean, it's issue 263, if I didn't mention that
earlier. All right.
Also leading into Avengers versus X-Men. It's Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, Lolly.
Number 7. This is the Wolverine team, and they are fighting. I'm having so much trouble getting behind any of these books.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's not much we can do about it, really. It's a little sad. And lastly, a book I actually did enjoy. This is Batman and Robin number 7.
I'm not reading that one.
Why not?
I don't know. After reading last week's issue of Detective, which I found really boring, And I realize I'm not really enjoying Detective. Maybe I'll drop Detective and check out Batman and Robin.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this much of it. First of all, Robin, not a humongous presence.
In Batman and Robin?
He's here now.
And this is, who is it as Robin now? This is Damian, right? Yeah. Okay.
And I think what's great about it is they are exploring that whole angle. You know, the father-son sort of angle, which is interesting a little bit. And what's really interesting, and I think a reason you should stay on Detective, is Night of the Owls is crossing over into all these books.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I really like Night of the Owls.
I know.
I don't know that I'm going to like it crossing over into every book under the sun.
So there it is. I mean, I don't want to give the impression that I'm becoming disenfranchised with comics. I'm not. But there are just some things that I have been reading for so long. And many of you may have an opinion just like this. Of course, you can call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And share in your experiences. But I'm just at the point now where I'm really having a tough time justifying buying some of these books, even if I've been buying them forever.
That's why I quit cold turkey a couple years ago.
I don't know. I do want to quit some of them cold turkey, but I don't want to. There's so much good stuff out there.
At some point, I've been reading it forever. It's just no longer,
I know,
mentally, financially, or logically sound.
Well, audience, what do you think? We're opening up the GVM line for your comments on this topic. And the topic is essentially, when is enough enough? When do you have to walk away from books that you've been reading for 20 or so years, or even 5 years or 10 years, or, you know, at what point, what point did you get to where you had to walk away?
Spider clone.
I know where you walked away. I'm out. Just walked in my house one day and was just like, I'm done. I'm out. Like, what are you talking about? Comics. I'm done.
I'm done. All right.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. Why don't we do yours first? Because this is going to be a different.
All right. So I have
a segment within a segment, if you will.
So, well, this or this?
Either. Okay. I'd say the first one first.
This. Okay. Yeah. So, friend of the show, Richard Page over at Ume Toys. He was at our booth.
Dick Page.
Yes, technically speaking. He was at our booth over at New York Comic Con. Uh-huh. Fantabulous artist, sculptor,
love him.
Toy maker. He's got
print,
a series.
Print maker, right?
That's right. I have a Spider-Man print by his somewhere as well. He has a character that he created. Pimbleton Stranglefoot is the name of the character.
Okay.
And it's this octopus character.
Right.
And it was only in sticker form, sketch form, print form for a while. And he kept on putting out all these toys. And I was like, Rich, put out the fucking octopus.
Right.
Put it out. And finally, he put out the octopus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's released a bunch of different ones. None of them are the same. Each one is individual.
Right.
He's had them for sale over at his website. And of course, I wanted one. So Rich was so gracious as to do a steampunky one.
Oh, nice.
For me. So this is my Pimbleton Stranglefoot. Hand cast, hand painted, little dude.
Nice.
Comes with a little top hat. Sits on his head. The hat is it's not pegged to his head permanently.
Okay.
But I must say that I guess just because of the shape of the bottom of it and the head, it does sit on there pretty well.
Nice.
I'll be interested to see how long it stays on once it's properly displayed on a shelf, and I might have to figure out a way to do something with it. Yeah, I'm afraid because it's hand painted that the tack might pull the paint. So I don't know. I gotta figure something out. Maybe I'll ask Rich what he thinks. Maybe I'll just permanently glue it and
could do that.
Consider it part of the piece and just run with it. A little dab of crazy glue or
Zap-A-Gap.
Or Zap-A-Gap, and it'll stay forever. So
forever.
So
yes, sir.
But definitely go to Rich's website. I'll post a link to his blog for information on more of these as he produces them and everything on that Rich is putting out. There's a bunch of stuff.
Awesome. And we're so happy to be able to bring this to you. This is from our friends over at ThinkGeek.
It's been a while since we've had some ThinkGeek on the show.
It has. And we are so happy that we are getting some ThinkGeek product that we can talk about. Everything that we talk about in our ThinkGeek segment, of course, is available over at ThinkGeek.com. And along with about a gazillion other things that you will absolutely want to have. I can't even begin to tell you. When I go over to ThinkGeek, I just start making lists. I don't make lists anywhere.
I still want that Jawa lawn, Norm. I'm just saying.
I make lists nowhere. I go to ThinkGeek and I'm like, I gotta have that. I gotta have that. I gotta have that.
I hear you.
And you will be exactly the same way. They have some geek product for everybody. Like to cook, they have cooking stuff for geeks. Big Heavy Eat Stuff.
Oh yeah.
May be making a return, at least in the planning stages.
Sure.
So that said, kitchen gadgets, computer accessories.
We gave away on the show the Star Trek Enterprise pizza cutter. Yeah,
the pizza cutter. They still have that product available over there. Computer accessories, everything. It's just like, how could you even, I can't even contain it. There's so much stuff.
Right.
And we're going to talk about one of their products today that we just got that is absolutely awesome.
Are we calling this Han Solo and
Carbonite
Chocolate?
Chocolate.
Chocobonite.
No, well, let's say what it is now that OG has all the way said it. Yes, it is the famous Han Solo and Carbonite, but it's a chocolate bar.
It is a giant chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Nice. Have to be dark chocolate because that's even better for you. And the box, of course, actually, some of the deco, look at the top of the box.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Some of the deco is kind of like, reminiscent of that scene. And inside, you get exactly that. You get Han Solo chocolate bar in that famous pose. And so what's the point? Well, the point is that it's really cool.
Of course.
I mean, if you're going to have a chocolate bar, go ahead and open that up, OG. You're going to have a chocolate bar. Sirs, you might as well have one in a cool Star Wars Han Solo chocolate way, I'm guessing. What do you see there?
Well, I'm trying to look at it. There's like a plastic case around the chocolate bar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm almost wondering if after you enjoy the rich, tasty goodness of the Han Solo, uh-huh. if you could use that mold.
To make more.
It doesn't look like all of the detailing
is
in the mold.
It's just protective.
But certainly some of it is in the mold.
Right.
You could definitely fake it. You could get the point across that it is Han Solo.
Look, the point is you don't need to do all that, OG, because ThinkGeek
has done it for you
with all the details.
Sure.
And you get the Han Solo chocolate bar. Now, I don't know the price point on this, OG. Can you look that up? Because that's the one thing I don't know. Can I see that? While OG's getting the price point, I'll tell you important information about it, like the nutritional facts. No, you don't need to know that. No one cares.
Is this the Jelly Belly commercial?
Does anyone care about nutritional facts about a chocolate bar at this point?
I think you need to. I think it's legal.
I'll give the gray matter. Experience the rich, dark chocolate bounty of the Han Solo and Carbonite chocolate bar. Delicious at room temperature or straight out of the freezer. It's a perfect reward after a long day.
This is on sale right now for $9.99 over at ThinkGeek.com. Regular price, $11.99. So either way, it's good.
A big giant bar.
It is a big giant bar.
So there you go. From our friends over at ThinkGeek, it's the Han Solo in Carbonite. Oh, by the way, net weight 4.5 ounces.
Lovely.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So that's even a great display item or one you can eat. I'm eating mine.
Hells yes.
And actually, you know what, OG? I think we're going to give one of these away.
Nice.
So what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? Want them just to write in? Why should you get the Han Solo?
Sure.
Okay. So we want you to write us an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com.
Right.
And open all letters, please, with "Hey Kev."
Actually, no, let's make it a little more interesting.
Okay.
Geekstuffog@gmail.com and write in with your favorite geek related food product.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
You know what? And you know where you can go for one of those food products?
You can go to ThinkGeek.com.
ThinkGeek.com. You may be able to pick out your favorite food product at ThinkGeek.com.
That's right.
And you know what? If we've not talked about that product yet, maybe we can convince ThinkGeek, send that product over.
Sure.
We'll talk about that product.
Sure.
And then maybe we'll give that product away.
All right.
So it's like a chain.
Sounds like a plan.
Han Solo in Carbonite Chocolate Bar from ThinkGeek.com. Go over to ThinkGeek.com and check that out
immediately.
Absolutely.
Bed?
Here we are, OG.
Yeah.
Segment within a segment.
Being green.
Wow.
You know, for it's years, first. For years, OG, I have had to sit by
right.
and listen to you bash the Green Hornet.
Now, bash when is I a harsh word.
You're right. And nice. You know what? Recently, let's say in the last 2 years, you have had every reason on the planet to do so.
You know, in the days of yore with the old Action Man Green Hornet figures, right. remember the clothing sets, stuff
yeah.
like that? I liked that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was all right.
Okay.
But then one day I woke up and I felt like I was in a ball pit of Green Hornet shite. Just yeah. surrounded by an overabundance of product,
uh-huh.
which I personally felt most of was not good.
And this would be stuff that was attached to the movie.
And no, not only just the movie, uh-huh. some of the 70 or 80 books that Dynamite or so Boom of, or
yeah, it was Dynamite.
Whoever it is that's putting them out.
Right, right.
I mean, it just seemed like we got flooded with it. And, I didn't like all of it. So if there was something good out there,
right.
maybe I could be swayed.
I asked myself,
all right,
why does OG hate the Green Hornet so much?
Okay.
And then I said to myself, I came to a very clear conclusion. You've never seen the TV show.
No.
Never once have seen a single episode.
No, I wouldn't say that. I might have seen a episode.
You didn't. And let me tell you what you did see. You saw the two episodes where the Green Hornet and Kato appeared on the Batman TV show.
Oh, I definitely saw that, yeah.
Okay, so from the people that brought you that,
right.
they brought you the Green Hornet. Same people.
Right.
Not quite as campy as Batman.
Right.
Which is great because Batman was way campy. But the TV show was awesome. Starred Van Williams and Bruce Lee.
I know.
Hello.
Yes.
Bruce Lee.
He's a fighter guy, right?
Yeah, funny. The Green Hornet television series first aired on the ABC television network in 1966 and lasted for 26 classic episodes.
I thought you were going to say 26 years. I was like, what?
26? Longer than The Simpsons.
Jesus Christmas. 26 episodes. So what's that?
26 episodes?
That's like a full American season.
Yeah, or two.
Or two short seasons.
Right. Yeah, it'd be like two half seasons.
Yeah.
Or it could be like, what? Four British seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it was a really good show. It was really entertaining. And I thought it was really great. That said, there have been Green Hornet serials.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean breakfast cereals. I'm talking about film cereals.
Right.
In the 30s and 40s, there have been comic books.
Going back forever, sure.
I mean, it's really a great property. And it's one of those things that's it's so simple. It's a guy, he doesn't really have any superpowers. He's just a kind of a rich guy who's trying to do the right thing. His chauffeur is his, like, sidekick. But the chauffeur is the one who's, like, super kick-ass
right.
guy, played by Bruce Lee.
It's sort of like this weird mashup of Batman and James Bond.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, and if you've ever seen, and we've said this before, and I'll say it again, if you've ever seen the Jackie Chan movie, The Tuxedo.
Yeah, that's...
If, what's his name, Jason Isaacs, is that Malfoy's father?
Yes.
The guy who stars on Awake Now, which yes. you should see if you haven't.
I have them on my DVR.
That guy had just put a Green Hornet costume on. That movie could have been
Green Hornet.
I mean, it could have been.
Right.
You know, it certainly could have been. Regrettably, there was a Green Hornet movie.
Right.
And it starred Seth Rogen. And another person as Kato, I can't remember at the moment.
Yeah,
and really, I've really put most of the film out of my head. And what it did, unfortunately, was it kind of destroyed OG's faith.
It certainly contributed to the destruction.
So if ever I had a chance to get OG on the bandwagon, and look, Kevin Smith was writing the comic.
He sure was.
Alex Ross is doing covers.
Sure.
I mean, great artists were doing the interior art. I mean, the book was really good. The book.
Right.
There were four or five books, and actually, the kind of Green Lantern, the older, what was
Hornet.
That called? What was it called?
You said Green Lantern.
No, Green Hornet. Sorry. Yeah. Green Hornet. It was like Green Hornet Year One.
Yeah, Green Hornet Year One.
Was a really good book. And there was a future one, Green Hornet Strikes, that was really good. There was some Kato stuff in there that wasn't so good, and Kato's daughter and all this kind of stuff that wasn't so great. But the majority of it was really good, and the reason we were so covered up in it
right.
was because the movie was coming out. Dynamite, of course,
sure.
trying to capitalize on the great movie that's coming because initially the buzz about it was terrific, right up until Seth Rogen was called the Green Hornet. And everybody was like, "What? Oh, no." And exactly what happened, they made a mockery of it. And it's too bad. So, OG.
Yes.
Some friends of ours over at Factory Entertainment.
All right.
Let me give you the website. It's factoryent.com. F-A-C-T-O-R-Y-E-N-T.com. They are doing Green Hornet collectibles.
Okay.
In fact, that little passage I read about the TV show was right from the back of the package, and you're holding it now, of 2 6-inch action figures based on the TV show that Factory Entertainment has put out.
Based on the original TV show.
Original TV show.
Likenesses? Not awesome. So much?
No, they're great.
Really?
Well, it's, you know, there's not really a lot of likeness stuff to do with a two masked characters.
No, yeah. I mean, I was just, I was more interested in the Kato likeness. But I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
The figures look really good.
They're really tight. Granted, these are not the super articulated. They do have some points of articulation. They have swap out hands.
Maybe 6 points of articulation.
Yeah, they have swap out hands for different weapons. You can have Kato with the nunchucks or with the dart. You can have Green Hornet with the long gas gun or the pistol.
Or the pistol.
It's great. They're really great. And Factory Entertainment is trying really hard to make people, to make Green Hornet, great Green Hornet stuff available. We also have...
I like the bases.
Yeah, the bases are really
cool.
The
bases have the little the Green Hornet symbol on them rather than just generic throwaway black bases. That's
right.
It's a nice touch if you have to have a base.
They're really great action figures. If you're a Green Hornet fan, what did I say?
Action figures. They
have some.
They're in the. I'm not knocking this, but they're in the NECA.
They're in the display.
McFarlane.
Right. They're display figures. Yeah, absolutely. No one's playing Green Hornet with these. That's fine. But Factory Entertainment, I'm going to read more from the back of the package. Factory Entertainment is proud to present the Green Hornet and Kato as they appeared on the small screen, sculpted by Masked Avenger Studios' Ruben Procopio and Brian Winia.
Okay, well, Ruben and Brian did a good job.
Uh-huh. Each figure includes a display base and interchangeable hands and weapons. And now, to protect the rights and lives of decent citizens, rides the Green Hornet.
I like them. I will admit, and I'll say it. I liked the idea of the character. I even liked the design.
Right.
It was just the overwhelming shitstorm.
Well, let's
that hit us.
Let me give you a few more.
So, all right.
Another item that they've put out. Now, this is the first in a series.
Okay.
That we're going to be doing, OG, to try to get you on the Green Hornet bandwagon.
All right.
So the other piece we want to talk about from Factory Entertainment tonight is the 1/50th scale Black Beauty.
Diecast little metal car?
Stealth mode. Yeah. Now, it is the Green Hornet's car. It's in stealth mode. Which...
It looks like... it looks similar to something that Corgi would put out.
Right. Well, they probably have in the past, except this one I think is a little bit better done. It's in stealth mode, meaning it's in its regular kind of, it's just a car.
Right, it's just a car mode.
They have another one available that hopefully we'll get to talk about at some point. It's the Black Beauty Rolling Arsenal.
I will say the paint is really nice on paint. They did a great job on the paint job.
It is. And you know, and not a lot of people dig, you know, the sort of, the cars I think are falling by the wayside, especially stuff in this scale. This one is really well done. I think Green Hornet fans should really give this one a shot. Like I said, the other one is the Rolling Arsenal. Now, this is from the TV show also, OG. We want to stress that. Factory Entertainment has done some stuff from the movie. And that's fine. And we'll talk about some of that. But what we're really focused on is the TV show. And the Rolling Arsenal version has all the weapons that appeared in the TV show on the car in the TV show, kind of sort of on display. You can see them in the front grill is where they generally came out.
Right.
Unlike the movie that had like the two machine guns that popped up in the top. I don't think that was one from the TV show. So there we go. I wanted to ease you into this. I thought a pair of really exceptional action figures and a really well done Black Beauty diecast car might at least give you some inclination as to what we're going for here.
Well, I will say that they it looks like they're putting out some quality product.
That's true. And check out more of it over at factoryent.com, FactoryEnt.com.
All right.
And next week's segment two, OG.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, yeah. This is a three-part segment, and hopefully it will conclude with you watching the 26 episodes
All right.
of The Green Hornet. I want to inspire you through the great product of Factory Entertainment.
Okay.
I want to inspire you to expand your horizons and watch a TV show so that maybe you can appreciate The Green Hornet the way I do, or at least, you know, the TV show Green Hornet.
Still have a couple episodes of Doctor Who to catch up on. I'm just saying.
Look. This is a three-part segment.
I'm just saying.
Three-part program for you, OG.
So I have a deadline.
You at least got 3 weeks to finish up the Doctor Who stuff.
All right. I think I could probably finish it up.
Little Fifi's Who stuff coming back.
Nice.
Big Kev's Geek stuff, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Yep. I think we've sorted out the technical issues.
Oh.
That
most wonderful,
kept us from doing
dare
that.
I say.
And that, OG, I think will bring us to the end of this second half of Big Kev's Geek stuff.
Sure.
OG, with that, we will take our final break, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 242. It's Not Easy Being Green. Hornet.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care.
Hey, this is Jules Stay from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 242. What was it again?
Oh, come on.
It's Not Easy Being Green, ... Hornet.
How could you? You know, that was done for you.
I know. I was mostly joking.
Just don't appreciate my efforts. OG, shouldn't we be talking about Superpower Collectibles?
That's
at
right.
This time?
Superpowercollectibles.com for all of your toy, comic book, etc. needs.
Yes, you should go over and check them out, Superpower Collectibles, and you'll find out exactly what they have available for you over there. And when you do check out, you're using the coupon code BIGKEV.
That's right.
To receive $10 off your order
of $50 or more.
So there you go. Who's not buying $50 worth of stuff? Go pick out a couple of trades. You're done.
Especially if you're buying like a nice bust, statue, something from Hot Toys.
There you go.
$50 is like...
Yeah.
$50 is like the right arm.
$50 is like the shoe and a Hot Toys thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit is expensive. It's worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely worth
it. And you should buy it from Superpower Collectibles.
You should. Did you see, by the way, speaking of Hot Toys, did you see that, not to get off on, did you see the Bespin Luke?
No.
That they're putting out. I think Hot Toys is putting it out.
Is it fantastic?
It is unbelievable. The sculpting on the face is un-goddamn believable.
Well, you know.
If it's available over at Superpower Collectibles, that's where I'm going to be buying it.
There
I'm
going to
put in the coupon code ME.
Right.
Or Big Kev, and I'm going to get $10 off.
That's correct.
That's really fantastic. They should definitely check that out. Go right now to superpowercollectibles.com. Help yourself, help the show, help a sponsor, and
all of those things.
Make an order, use the coupon code Big Kev.
That's right.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
We started off by talking about Alan Moore is cranky, ... again.
We're just
going to
...
Okay,
everything. Let's see if we can do it.
All right. Marvel is putting out digital copies of all their comic books with all titles, $3.99 or more.
...
Who cares?
Okay. Good.
Does that
so
work?
Far. Yeah.
All right.
Good. We got a theme.
All right. The Lone Ranger, first image with Armie Hammer and Johnny Depp.
...
Looking like a pirate.
I don't know, he's looking like a pirate. It looks weird, that's for sure.
Joss Whedon confirms no Skrulls or Kree in Marvel's The Avengers.
...
To everyone's happiness and joy.
Okay.
and Garbage Pail Kids, the movie.
Dot, dot, dot.
That no one cares about. So, also, we talked about two Kickstarter projects tonight. First is Zach Meets the Zombie. Check that out over at Kickstarter.com. I'm going to post a link to that. And, of course, the Tenacious Toys Toy Tour Scott Tolleson Uncle Arg Noir Mini Key Kickstarter project. Both of those are great projects, and we encourage you to support them. And I'll be throwing a link to that one as well.
Yes.
Over at the website. In segment two of tonight's show, we took a voicemail. And, of course, we encourage all of you to call in and leave a voicemail on the show.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Indeed you may.
In DVDs tonight, Tintin, that no one cares about.
Yeah, it's not that. I just don't...
I know. It's just, I'm so...
It was nominated for an Oscar. It might have even won one. I'm not... I don't remember.
I think Hugo won everything.
Oh, did it?
Three Musketeers as well. And then Sci-Fi's Neverland. Sci-Fi's interesting twist.
I do want to check that out. Because I did like Tin Man.
I like Tin Man too. A lot, actually.
And I didn't see. What was the other one?
The one with Felicia Day. Wolf or whatever. Big Bad Wolf. Or Red or something.
I think I missed that one. I think I wasn't interested in that one, OG.
Oh, really? Because you're over it?
I didn't feel any compelling need to check that one out. Just saying.
In comic books tonight, we talked about Saga, the new book by Brian K. Vaughan with art by Fiona Staples. It's a great book. You definitely should check this out, especially if you're a fan of Brian's writing. It's definitely in his realm.
Uh-huh. We also talked about Batman and Robin number 7, which I still think is a good piece of read. Becoming less interesting are Marvel books that I've read for a long time, like Captain America number 9.
Right.
And before we start getting phone calls, I'm aware that it's only the 9th issue. However, the real book, which is now... Black Panther is like in the 600s, right. So just put it in perspective. Wolverine and the X-Men, issue 7. We also discussed briefly an X-Men Legacy. These are two books that I'm looking for a reason to stop reading.
Stop.
I know, I just...
Stop on the way home.
Yeah.
Buy yourself some dinner.
Out the window.
Buy yourself some dinner.
Yeah.
That's the money that you, could have spent on those comics.
I don't know. I think... I'm going to be listening for some listener phone calls.
All right.
I need some help. I need to. I am not quitting comics. By no means am I quitting. Too much good shit out there to quit.
I hear you.
But I do need some inspiration. I do need some help in letting go of some of these books that just aren't worth my time anymore. Like, I'll say it. Most of the stuff I'm reading Marvel-wise is really just not worth my time. All right. I have to say it.
In product tonight, we talked about Pembleton Stranglefoot by Rich Page over at Umi Toys. You should definitely check out his blog for more information on how to get one of those in the future.
Crazy Brit.
And of course, from Think Geek, the Han Solo in Carbonite Dark Chocolate, 4.5 ounces, 6-inch goodness.
Yeah, it's all kinds of Star Wars chocolate goodness from our friends over at ThinkGeek.com. For a billion items that you will love. A billion.
Right.
Please, for the love of God, go over to thinkgeek.com and check them out. They are awesome.
And, of course, if you want to win one of these Han Solo and Carbonite chocolate bars, you can send us an email, geekstuffog@gmail.com, and name your favorite food-related geek product. And it doesn't have to just be from Think Geek, but certainly you could pull from their website.
That's certainly a huge resource.
Sure, absolutely. But could it be something else if you have something else?
Okay. That's fine.
Cool.
I'm not saying they should just go to Think
Geek. I know. I'm saying they should go to Think Geek.
I'm just saying they should just go to Think Geek.
For purpose of the contest.
That's what I'm saying.
We're opening it up.
Okay. Oh, and of course, tonight was our first of a three-part project where we are trying to get OG to appreciate the original Green Hornet TV show from 1966. It appeared on ABC. Right around the time that the terrible Batman show was on, and we talked about some great product from Factory Entertainment, FactoryEnt.com. This was the Green Hornet and Kato detailed collector figures. They have some swap-out hands, some limited points of articulation, weapons, swap-out hands I mentioned, great bases. I mean, you really are going to want to check those out, of course. Also from the TV show, we talked about the Black Beauty in Stealth Mode 150 scale collector's die-cast vehicle. This is one of the two that they've put out, or are putting out, I should say. The second one, the Black Beauty with Rolling Arsenal, will be coming very soon. Hopefully, nice. We'll be able to talk about that one as well. Both of these from the original TV show. Factory Entertainment has a ton of Green Hornet merchandise from the TV show and some from the movie.
Well, you know.
We're not saying the product's bad. We're just saying perhaps source material for the movie stuff would have been better.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay.
Okay.
So that was part one of a three-part report.
That's correct.
Yep.
And with that being said, don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, our YouTube videos. Of course, we're over at Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Give us a like.
Yeah, do that.
Please.
Yeah, friend us on Facebook.
That's right. Go over to the message boards, of course. There's a great community over there, not just for the Big Kev Geek Stuff, but for toys and stuff in general. It's a great community. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Of course, over at Twitter, at BK Geek Stuff and at Geek Stuff OG. And I think that's it.
I think you're right. And with that, OG, we will bring this episode 242. It's Not Easy Being Green Hornet, to a close. And we will close it the way we close all Big Kev's Geek Stuff episodes, by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Come to this, we try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all.